Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Kurt Palfrey. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The right fielder, Woody Held. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe McCabe. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Benny Daniels. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Benny Daniels. And now, play ball. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held moves to third. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Adair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn takes first base on ball four. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen takes first base on ball four. Joe McCabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCabe strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. McMullen moves to second. Two outs. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 1 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Held is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe McCabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCabe is 0 for 1 in the game. McCabe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Locke moves to third. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance scoops it up and throws to first, with Daniels covering, for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 0 for 1 in the game. Daniels strikes out. 1 out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 2 in the game. Blasingame hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Blasingame reaches third base with a triple. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to home to get Blasingame. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 2 in the game. Chance is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Locke. Blair reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Locke moves to third. Joe McCabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCabe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCabe hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Locke tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Orioles, 1, Senators, 1. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Kurt Bulfary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bulfary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bulfary moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair is walked intentionally. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. McNally hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Don Zimmer pinch hits for Benny Daniels. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 2, Senators, 2. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Blasingame hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-3 in the game. Chance hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Held moves to third. Dick Hall now pitching. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Locke for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Locke. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Powell moves to third. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bulfary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfary is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe McCabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCabe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McCabe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Orsino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-3 in the game. Orsino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Locke. Hall reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King pinch hits for Ron Klein. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Blasingame hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Kreutzer now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kreutzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-4 in the game. Chance hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bulfari throws the ball into Aparicio, who tags Chance trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Locke hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt pinch hits for Kurt Palfari. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-4 in the game. Orsino hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Brandt now playing right field. Joe Cunningham pinch hits for Ken McMullen. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham strikes out. One out. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Joe McCabe. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.